I've moved down the hall here at WGBH to the Fraser Performance Studio, where we're joined by Scots Gaelic singer Julie Fowlis. Welcome.
Hello, thank you very much.
We're going to chat with you in just a minute, but I'd like to kind of orient ourselves to the music you make first, so we know just a bit better who you are musically. So what would you like to sing?
We're going to sing for you some mouth music, which is singing for dancing to, essentially. And this is one from our new album. It's called Hook I the Vonage Vod, and it's a song about a hat.
Mouth music, here we go. So why do you call the music that you're playing right now, Julie, mouth music? I mean, doesn't all music, sung music, come out of the mouth?
It does. I suppose it's called mouth music is an English translation of the phrase Pooisht a Béal, which in Scottish Gaelic, it literally means tunes from the mouth. And the idea is that you're singing tunes rather than songs in a way. So it's all about the rhythm and the sound of the words. And it's music for dancing too, essentially. But in the absence of instruments, you would usually just sing these unaccompanied, and the fast rhythms would hopefully get everybody dancing.
And do the words in like mouth music songs or mouth music tunes, as you say, is it kind of like disco words? You know, it's like, get up on the floor and everybody shake your booty. Do they make sense? Do they have a narrative?
They do make sense, I promise, although sometimes they sound like they don't. But the meaning of the words was very much secondary, so it was all about the rhythms and how the words sounded first and foremost. So a lot of the time the tunes would have been around first and would have been played on the fiddle or the bagpipes, for example, and people would have put words to the tunes, and therefore the words would have had to have fitted rhythmically exactly into the shape that was already there.
Julie, where are you from in Scotland?
Well, I was brought up on the island of North Uist, which is in the Outer Hebrides, the islands that lie off the west coast of Scotland. So that's where I suppose, learned my Gaelic and learned some of the music as well, and continued that on even after I left.
Right, and so presumably when you kind of go to the mainland, are there fewer people proportionately who speak Scots Gaelic?
Proportionately, yes. Yeah. The Hebrides is the last place in Scotland where you'll hear Scottish Gaelic spoken as the main first language of the place. The language has been pushed really to the extreme north and west of Scotland.
But for some reason, though, Julie, you've managed to cross over from kind of just traditional audiences to a kind of, I guess we could say, a more mainstream audience. I mean, you count members of Radiohead among your fans. Ricky Gervais loves your music. What is it about you that has kind of made this music in a language that a lot of people don't understand so accessible?
Well, we've been really lucky. We've had loads of folk support us and give us chances to perform, where perhaps, you know, they wouldn't necessarily be giving non-English language acts a chance. We have a great record label as well, Shoeshine and Cadiz, who have been pushing the music out there, and they really believe in it, even though it's something that's, you know, it can be a hard sell sometimes, let me be honest, you know. A kind of Gaelic singer from the Outer Hebrides of Scotland, it's not going to hit number one in the charts, you know. But they really believed in the music, and we've just been having a ball playing music all over the world since the albums came out a few years ago.
Speaking of getting the music out there, how about another tune?
Yeah, okay, well, we'll sing you a song. This is an older song. We can trace it back at least 300 years, if not more. And lots of different versions of it all over Scotland. And this version is one from the Hebrides. And it's called Bigin Joshen Live Maroon, or This Drink Would Be in the Hand of My Love. Mm-hmm.
song there that is 300 years old or so from Julie Fallis and her ensemble. So it must be pretty entertaining for you kind of going around and trying to unearth some of these songs. I mean, do you have a good story for us about kind of hunting down a song or two and, you know, just how difficult or kind of entertaining it can be?
Well, it's something that I do. I do a lot of research into kind of old songs, and it can be very tricky sometimes. And I remember when we were doing the first album, I would spend a lot of time in the University of Edinburgh in the archive room listening to a lot of the old recordings. And I remember listening to this lovely song, and it was a woman from North Uist that was singing. And unbeknown to me, she'd actually missed out the first line. So I was trying to track down the song, but I was always missing the first line. I didn't realise, and I spent ages looking for it. And eventually, it was actually my next door neighbour from home that told me he knew the song. So I went to visit him and to record him, and we sat down, and he was ailing in health by that point. He was in his 80s, and he started to sing the song to me, but he was losing his breath and he couldn't sing and he had to stop. And I packed up all my recording gear, and as I was leaving the house, he burst into song and he sang the whole song from beginning to end.
Wow.
And that was the one and only time I heard it, and he died shortly, well, not long after that. So I feel very fortunate to have just heard him even singing it once. It was kind of a special moment.
Well, I hope you'll perform one more tune for us, but before you do, could you introduce the members of the ensemble?
Yeah, well, my husband Eamon Dooley here on the bouzouki, and all the way from the Shetland Islands to the north of Scotland on the fiddle is Jenna Reid, and then on the guitar from Dublin, Mr. Tony Byrne.
Scottish singer Julie Fallis and the ensemble, thank you all very much for coming to our studio and singing and playing for us today. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Julie Fallis and her ensemble are currently on tour in the U.S. You can see photos of their session with us at theworld.org.